sounds good to me.
And you don't tell me, I'll turn it off.
Yeah. So those were the things. So now I can report on the so people should introduce themselves. I think your idea, Jeb, in the early part of the last meeting was a good idea. So
might ask if anybody doesn't know anybody else.
Even if people do or don't, because like not everybody knows who Mel is.
True. He's the
Mel, remember, Mel's the secret agent that keeps us going. So, Mel, do you want to introduce yourself?
Not really. I just a long time, 50 years now. It's going to be living in Santa Cruz. Whoa. And I'm against cruelty. And there's too much of it.
And you're kind of connected here to Association of Faith Communities?
I am still a part-time coordinator, but
right.
Backing.
Yeah, okay, backing cool. And then Russell, what's your name and what's your position?
Maybe we could go in a circle.
Yeah, Russell, he's the president of everything. Okay.
Leanne,
president of all the other things.
Joy,
president of everything else. Okay. I like it because when you're in Nigeria, everybody's a president. So it's right. Always good to introduce yourself as a president. What's your name?
I'm Robert. I'm
president.
President of Bombs?
President of the other world.
I'm going to say I'm president of Food Not Bombs.
Yeah, there you go. Laura, president of Food Not Bombs. Well, you're the president of what?
I'm Fizana. Well, it has to be from here. I'm president of the United States of Love.
Yeah, okay. Hey. I can connect with that.
Okay. I'm Jeb. I'm with the DSA.
And he's not the president!
I'm not the president.
He's being too honest. Okay.
Democratic Socialists.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Yes. Well, cool. I'm Sophie, also
kind of
with
DSA. Cool. And we're anticipating more DSA people, I suspect. Is that true or not true?
Well, there's one.
Yeah, I know, but it's last. Well,
I'm actually newly DSA.
Okay, yeah, you'll be christened DSA. New SA.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We have issues we could discuss too. Maybe a different meeting though.
Okay, so, and then Alicia's on her way. She's is the president of the union. Kevin randomly comes by, so that's good.
Excuse me, but I don't have a fork, so I'm sorry if this is like
you
eating quinoa with one's fingers.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Just like an Ethiopian. What the hell?
Oh, okay. God. You're making me one Ethiopian too.
I'm sorry.
I'm the president of the cosmic reality. Okay, so now on the mutual aid, so far, it seems like,
another agenda issue?
You want another agenda issue?
I'm just wondering about the stipulation 14-day union of the homeless court settlement.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we did anything about that. I don't know what, I didn't see the document, so I don't know what happened. Hey.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, we need you to christen us. Yeah, well, just come by for a short while. I have to leave after, we don't want to do this much more than an hour, so I've got to do a food pickup in Aptos. So, come over. Just smoke another bowl and get over here.
Just when we should be like,
I'm sorry, man.
Do it. We've got 4 months to come up with something. I think that there was a lot of miscommunications that were going on that we got frustrating, and our key
like
people have been like leaving. And we're down to, we've got two new people coming.
I'm sure we could.
Yeah.
And one of the most contentious.
So
anyway,
we're not going to speak kind of like we usually do at the beginning.
DSA, I think.
Well, I'm one of the co-chairs right now. I haven't actually been to that working group.
No, that was elementary school. When you were in elementary school, did you have to sing Dixie in the morning?
I think that's some...
No.
We
didn't go to
a
very good elementary school.
What happened on Wednesday was really kind of cool, but...
Okay, and then everybody's Greg, you didn't say who you are.
Because
Mara, maybe we should talk later too. Or like,
yeah, that'd be
I love your teacher.
San Lorenzo Council.
I mean, it'd be nice to talk in general too. I mean, if you want to, but I mean, I was actually talking about the alternative.
Yeah, because it relates to what you were you working.
Well, not just where I'm working, but my. I mean, it's all part of the same thing. My life experience and all of it. So.
Cool.
Yeah. We've been doing some really good stuff with this too. At Food on Bombs.
So we're still in the mutual aid that I'm conscious of, which I'm sure there's much other mutual aid that I'm unconscious of. We've been bringing lots of water, although our water container was stolen, we had to replace it. Now we got it chained up. And we've been bringing lots of food, and so we get like a pallet of food every Friday that we bring here. So that's one thing. We had a bump in the shower. Looked like that was completely together for this morning. But then there's something happened and it didn't happen. So
we need volunteers to staff it.
We still need the volunteers to staff it. It's supposed to be 8:30 next Friday, but I will keep people abreast of that.
We'll definitely get some.
Yeah, I was here at 8:30 and then noon I got an email that it wasn't coming at 8:30. Though apparently the Associated Faith Communities had some turmoil about it. We offered to use our insurance. We're definitely still willing to pay. We wrote a memorandum of understanding for them. So I don't know what, I didn't quite follow all the points. Yes?
Have you met the faith community shelters under the AFC's umbrella, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's a new, Debbie Bates isn't the head anymore. A guy named Sam Altus, have you met him?
Sam?
Yeah.
No, I haven't met Sam.
Okay, he's head of the shelter operations. And anyway, he's...
Which shelter? The faith community shelters.
The one who used to rotate around churches.
Right. Like the one at Methodist Church?
Now it's at the VFW.
And it is at the VFW?
Yeah.
Wow.
It will be throughout summer, and then who knows. But anyway, he seems like he's at least a good listener, and his heart's in the right place. That doesn't get you showers necessarily. But he made the announcement Wednesday that definitely it was going to be every Friday. And I know there's a board.
Just not this Friday.
Yeah, it turned out not to be this Friday, and that makes it like six Fridays in a row that we haven't had it.
But I think it's important that you know him, because you won't be spinning your wheels, at least.
Great. Yeah, this has been crazy. I spent hours of work on this, and it's still not happened.
And on the showers note, Hannah and I did check out the showers here yesterday, but they're locked.
Really?
You know, if they were just there, then it was not going to be a problem, because we were checking them out to see hot water and stuff. And then eventually we would have an organized method to...
I could talk to Carol Johnson and see if there's any kind of system we could organize with that. She seems to be pretty open to stuff. She's been very...
What is her position?
She is the general... general assistant. She's in charge of the physical nature of these pieces of property.
Yeah.
She's the one that makes sure we don't get ticketed when we deliver the food, and we're in the county land and stuff like that. And we're trying to negotiate with her for, we were trying to, you know, do the food over here, so we're not doing it where we're doing it, but so far there's been two
blocks. Realistically,
I just want people to know that the shower Sunday at half mile up at 150 Felker Street is expanding to 4 o'clock on Sunday, so it's 11 to 4. A lot of people from here go up there. We have got free guide stapled to the charging area, and so just let people know. I mean, in the meantime, there's... And then, of course, 7 days a week showers at Housing Matters.
Yeah.
Is it 7 days?
Monday through Friday.
Five days.
During what hours, Brent?
7:30 to 2:30. And they expanded. It actually goes longer now.
I think so, 4.
Yeah, so there's a robust shower opportunity for people who want to get there. It's not that far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can just dump water over your head like that.
Yeah, see, one of the goals I feel is important is if we get the shower here, we're going to have less flooding in the...
Yeah.
Where, because people do the showers under the sink, that thing, and then the...
They're fixing it, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
They're going to give us proper drainage for 200 people.
Yeah, yeah, because to take a shower in there, of course, is going to be... You know, and that's also how you lose all the water in the hand washing stations and stuff. So, so that will be good. And then also, needless to say, some people are using their first $53 a month to go to, you know, like in the old days, 24-hour fitness. Yeah, that's, a lot of my friends have gone back to that.
One thing real quick, it's not very difficult to walk up to the showers, but, have to be willing to wait, you know, over an hour.
Right.
You know, if they don't accept appointments. So if you have a job or if you have something that you really want to do, you have to basically take an entire day to get a shower.
Where is
you
this?
You have to leave at, up at Housing Matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to leave at 10, get there at 10:30, get your name on the list, get your shower done by 12:30, if you really want to, you have to allow windows, so it's a half day type of adventure, which I wish they would, of course, when people do, if people did make a reservation, people would be showing up, and it would be all screwed up anyway.
It'll be difficult because you got an 8-shower bay, the 8-bay showers there.
Yeah.
And here you would have you have this many people with the 2 showers.
Yeah.
So you're still going to be doing some waiting.
Yeah, but at least you're waiting with your property here, which is one of the things people appreciate. Because that's also why we bring food here, because people don't really want to go eat. Leave the area to eat because they don't want to lose their things. So this is very common.
Yeah, it's hard to get a couple people doing something really the dog.
There's too many.
It's realistic. I mean, this person is
after. We'll open it. Now, did you have plans on suggestions on a cleanup day? What if the last cleanup day seemed to work really good down here? Whoever did it, because it was truly clean.
City workers.
It was Brad. And Dave.
Sunday,
a week and a half ago.
That was your little group came over.
Yeah,
did a
there
great
was
job. Yeah.
Six Sanitation for the people, volunteers, and like dozens of people from here came up and got snacks and drinks and garbage bags. And I'm not sure how many people cleaned up like on the spot along.
Mostly with the river.
But we even, you know, gave some people some extra boxes of garbage bags to use over the next
couple of days.
You know, or to distribute, like somebody took it to friends under the hotel building. So there was there was sort of like a collaborative distribution. But there wasn't much garbage that you know, the six sanitation for the people reported back. They didn't find a lot along the riverbanks.
Any report on the fire at Camp Paradise?
I mean, I saw Brent's video, so he has the firsthand.
I'm afraid to say it because I'm already getting persecuted for what the people are saying down there. It wasn't the fire. It was an attack. It was an arson.
Ah.
That's what everybody. I talked to 20 people who I trust. They're not going to tell me the name of the person who did it or who was, but they're like, is a housed person. It was a romantic thing. Somebody who's extremely jealous. A guy firebombed a housed person. That's what I'm afraid to say, because it's not typical anti-homeless vigilantism.
It's a personal conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, Brent Adams is saying housed people are attacking homeless people.
No.
Which they do, but we're not seeing a wave of that right now. But let's bracket that for when we do, when that is starting to occur.
How much damage?
That was fucking amazing. It could have wiped out the whole place. It went straight up. No wind. It was like at 5:30 in the morning, right across from Tannery Apartments. It was the tent right next to it. Didn't get burned at all, not even singed. But the tree above it was burned all the way up. So these things are profoundly dramatic for tannery residents, and they're probably moving to shut that entire space down.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is, no, we are working on fire safety down there. We've reduced, we've reduced ground campfires. People are now just doing propane cook fires and briquettes. I know that's an open fire, but we're trying to do that instead of people. Because the idea that, maybe you saw my little comment last night, the idea that people, how quaint it is to have a little campfire out in these spaces. It is quaint and it's lovely, but we have to move away from that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. During a drought fire season? Oh,
especially with, dare I say, people who administer their favorite substance and then kind of nod off while the fire's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or people are sleeping for, you know, days on end and winds come up and blow those embers. Having fire safety means let's not do ground fires anymore. So when we see them, you know, if you have propane, if that's one of the things that DSA and others can do, like let's get cooking implements in the hands of people.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
How many people have heard about the piano fire?
The piano caught fire?
What?
It doesn't work anymore?
It didn't spontaneously combust.
No. 4th of July.
Does anybody have video of that? Playing it while it's on fire?
I don't mean to make fun of it. I hope we can find another piano.
Where is this piano?
It's dead.
It used to be down in the campground.
It was beautiful, man. I had great videos.
And it had great sound.
Great balls of that.
That's
too bad.
Well, and the person that, one of the players, one of the ones that I think pretty much did set on fire,
but we need to haul that out of here.
Well, there's nothing left except for the metal.
The soundboard's here.
The circle of the far corners by the river and the tributary.
Thank you.
I'm trying to move down for the whole thing. I already got a spot over here, but at 8:00 tonight.
No, we don't invite people into that camp. It's not an open space to invite people into.
I know, I'm just letting whoever's in there.
Oh, good.
Thanks. Sorry. No, it's a good point to defend.
We're having a meeting at 8:00.
It's a good point to defend because, it's a camp with purpose,
and
yeah.
And it's to defend that.
Sure,
just support
those people.
Well, I've had a mortar shot at my
quarter,
and it all burned out.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy, aren't you responsible for this place? Come on.
Well, I can handle myself.
Someone from like the 4th floor got video of the flames, and it's just...
Did they? It's huge. It was
spreading through the county building, so... That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yep.
You
can
really get a handle on these things.
Yeah. So on the fire safety we lost like a fire hydrant. I mean, a fire service, right?
Six hours after.
Yeah. So it seemed like to me that we want to give fire extinguishers to people like Rick and people like you, and then have them be guarded, and then so they don't walk off, but that they're we know that each of the fire brigade people. Every so often there's a responsible person.
And I have
because I'm amazed that that fire extinguisher lasts that long. I mean,
You're gonna lose them. You just have to keep. You're gonna lose them and just keep reinstalling them.
But also, if you have fire, kind of fire captains, marshals, or brigades that are. The worst thing is to have the fire extinguisher stolen, and then the fire, and then no fire extinguisher.
We actually did have a fire extinguisher, but it was so far gone, and the PR situation is very good.
As long as it doesn't touch somebody
else. The big conflagration.
Yeah. So that
fire extinguisher was stolen by someone who wanted it in their tent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well,
but the one that we were going to use, is actually a personal fire extinguisher.
Yeah. So welcome.
Sorry, I'm late. I was stress sleeping.
Yeah, you've had a little bit of death this week in your life, unfortunately.
Sorry.
So, So anyway, any more mutual... Did we want to choose another cleanup day?
Joy?
Joy, did we want to choose another time and to do another cleanup day?
I think we should schedule it for, like, I don't know, well, enough time so that we can print stuff and...
Get the word out.
And get everybody together. So
oh my goodness!
So I don't know how much lead time... like the shortest possible time, like if we're really like gung-ho.
Well, what about doing it like do you like the Sundays or is that a...
I'm feel flexible, and if we're inviting a lot of different, you know, if it's a coalitional thing, I don't
give
see
them a snack,
like it's
Robert.
Late in the evening, we can do it on a day evening.
Yeah, okay.
There's another group of people who are cleaning the riverbank.
Yeah, Jane.
On Sundays?
And he's offering the Trader Joe's gift card, which still doesn't bring out many people. But have that competing.
Yeah, no, we should choose another day so that we're not overlapping.
Right. And the snacks are just you know, that's garbage bags.
Cool.
Brought in. Putting that attention
at people's
minds.
And, yeah, and what about inviting, you know, if Clean Up Bombs, Homeless Union, DSA, Santa People's Kitchen, Sanitation for the People, if all the groups,
our sister
volunteers, if there's a multiplicity of groups that are, I'm sure I'm leaving like 10 out.
Right.
But if we sort of set a date or two dates, then...
But now, for all of you who've trudged through this first 20 minutes of the meeting, a little merciful musical break.
You've been a politician for 40 years, schmoozing with your landlord peers, governing for the millionaires, pretending that you really care about the regular folks who elected you, about the renters that you screw. You can call yourself a Democrat, but you're just one more fat cat. Landlord Senator Rod Monroe, the landlords love you, don't you know? But we all say it's time to go for Landlord Senator Rod Monroe. Your tenants complain of moldy walls, leaking roofs, waterfalls. You rent out at the market rate, which is something you create by passing bills that you surmise will allow the rent to rise. Conflict of interest, no doubt, that's what this is all about. Landlord Senator Rod Monroe, the landlords love you, don't you know? But we all say it's time to go for Landlord Senator Rod Monroe. Money from landlord lobbyists given to you hand over fist. Corruption that's so easy to see, just like the GOP against rent control, against restrictions on anything like no-cause evictions. A servant of the elite who's going to lose his Senate seat. Landlord Senator Rod Monroe, the landlords love you, don't you know? But we all say it's time to go for Landlord Senator Rod Monroe. Landlord Senator Rod Monroe, the landlords love you, don't you know? But we all say it's time to go for Landlord Senator Rod Monroe.
That was a Rod Monroe campaign song, suggested by David Rovics. And now back to the union meeting.